We are living in such challenging times. Right now, in Eretz Yisrael, there are missiles hitting all the time. The amount of deaths are relatively low. But first and foremost, every single death is a pain that will not be healed, is a wound that will not close up until Mashiach comes. And that's something that we have to give way to. Every Jewish death, be it a soldier chas v'shalom, be it a civilian chas v'shalom, is a mark which is not eternal, but all but eternal in our books. And that has to sadden us, has to pain us. And we sometimes look at an attack. There was just an attack on Arad. There was an unbelievable miracle. We have to thank Hashem for the miracles. Somehow, this missile, which is bigger than a school bus, fell right in between three buildings. That's unbelievable. It's an unprecedented miracle. How could that be? It's big as a school bus. It could have easily, by the fractions up in the air, been a little bit over and blown up a whole building dead on, decimated. Chas v'shalom. And it fell in between three buildings. And you look at the horrors. The buildings are destroyed. And you look, you say, oh, no one died directly. And that is such a skewed view. Yes, of course you thank Hashem for that. And we have to appreciate the miracles. But you realize it says 100 lightly injured, 50 moderately injured, 6 seriously injured. If someone's lightly injured, that could just mean he didn't have to be rushed to the hospital. He's not going to die that second. They could have pushed off treating him. Could he have a nerve that's cut in his finger and not be able to move his finger? Chas v'shalom. Do we know what it is not be able to move a finger? Chas v'shalom. To have a sprained ankle for weeks. Oh, he's only lightly injured from the missile attack. First of all, his house is destroyed. Second of all, not being able to walk for weeks when you are displaced from your home or in any circumstance. Something that's tragic, horrible. And when it happens to one person, we feel so bad for them. We send them balloons and get them cards and say, feel better, be better. It's happening to people by the tens, by the hundreds in Eretz Yisrael. You see moderately wounded, that could mean they have a very bad broken bone and they need to be treated right away, but they just weren't going to die. And that could mean they could have life-long effects. Chas v'shalom. This is not things that we should take lightly. Chaim Shmulevitz says that in times of war, we have to be nicey be'ol chaveroi. That is the goal. When we look at what's going on with the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, this is not something we should be saying, oh, okay, good thing no one died. That is true. We should say that. But we should have a heavy heart. The tragedies, not brush it off. We should feel it. You should feel it in your heart. Think about other Yidden. This old tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to be echad, to be one, to be with your brothers. So when any Jew is hurt, that should mean something. When it's happening on a constant basis, yes, there are miracles that people are not dying at the rates they could be. But there are tragedies. Every one of these is a miracle and a tragedy. Thousands are displaced from their homes. Thousands are hurt in ways which could affect them for weeks or a lifetime. And when someone does die, the family is affected for the rest of their lives. There was someone in Beit Shemesh, very chashuv tamachacham, he lost, if I'm not mistaken, 3 children. He is affected eternally. The life that's lost is a tragedy, and now his family is living in tragedy. We must work harder to be with the Jewish people in pain. Stop for a moment and feel their pain. I don't think a person necessarily, maybe they should, maybe it's a good thing. Some people take away a pillow, they take away some convenience in their lives. I think the biggest thing we could do is feel something in our hearts. Feel something for another Yid. Rabbi Dinsky Shlita said that when he's in Eretz Yisrael and he sees Yidden being Mechal Shabbos, it pains him. He said, if he's in America, he sees someone driving, it's not a Yid. So he sees someone in Eretz Yisrael, that's clearly an Arab, it's most likely a Yid, smoking or driving Chas V'shalom in Yerushalayim. He said, it pains him. And those words always stay with me. That when a Yid is suffering spiritually or physically, that has to pain us. We must always think about the Jews in pain and not say, oh, Baruch Hashem, no one died. Yes, Baruch Hashem, no one died. Of course, Baruch Hashem, no one died. But you know the pain they're in? You know the challenge they're in? I could say it 100 times and it wouldn't justify. All the time when I walk around now, I think, wow, these people are in pain. I'm in Eretz Yisrael currently. I am in this situation. Baruch Hashem, nothing has happened to me or anyone I know. But it doesn't take away from what's going on to my family, to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people. And I am trying to think about that, to feel that, to live that. So everyone has to try in this time to do what Chaim Shulevitz said, be noisei be'ol chavero. Yes, miracles are happening, but there are tragedies happening. We are in a war. Yes, Rishayim are being killed. Yes, unbelievable, spectacular successes are happening. But every single Jew in pain puts the Shechina in Tsar, puts Hashem in pain, compromises our world. We have to feel for other Jews. We have to work on this. And when we do that, that brings the ultimate Yeshuas. Achdus, the Midrash says, stands against everything. So we have to work in our lives to constantly raise ourselves up and feel for the Yidden. And that's going to bring the Geulah.